Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Friday, February 14th.
Boy, love is in the air. Love, exciting and new. Yeah. Oh, wait, that was the love boat. Sorry.
Gonna find my baby. Gonna hold her tight.
Ooh.
Gonna get some afternoon delight.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, the Starland Vocal Band.
Yes, we 70s can... were full of drugs, people.
Don't do drugs.
Let's see. Actually, we had kind of a loved theme show here today. We found out that if you're single, you might want to add, if you have an electric vehicle, you might want to put that in your Tinder profile. The survey
actually, the headline says, going electric could be good for your love life, and I'm thinking... D-cells?
Perhaps.
Yeah, I know. I was like, we talked about it on the air. I was like, yeah, sure.
All right, sure.
Get your mind out of the gutter. This is a survey found of U.S. adults found 75% of those surveyed found that those are more likely to date somebody if they own an electric vehicle.
Huh. That's a lot. 75%.
Yeah, I think it was you who hit the nail on the head. You know, the electric cars, the Teslas in particular, they're expensive.
Oh, man, yeah.
You're going to have a little cash. So perhaps it's more or less your status of your credit score, which is why people want to date you. But
I mean, BMW makes one that's like 70 grand. I mean, this, you know, you got to have some coin to have one of these things.
Yeah, that's true here.
And then what I like about this story is it's not just if you have an electric vehicle, you're more attractive on Tinder or whatever the website is. But now then they want to know, okay, how are you powering it? Are you getting it off the grid or are you actually manufacturing your own solar power for your, you know?
Yeah.
The greener, that you look better, I guess.
Big question, Janie. Have you ever, you know, been wooed by somebody because they had an electric car in their profile?
No, in fact, the opposite. I had to get over the fact that they had a tiny little squishy electric car.
Squishy.
Because they were being, because there was like this giant muscular man and this tiny little,
it's a golf
I think
cart.
It was a hybrid, but you know, basically like a golf cart. And I'm like, all right, this is supposed to be sexy. He's conserving energy. Never mind the fact that he looks like he should be driving.
Maybe that was the most
expensive.
That was the biggest electric car he could afford, and it was unfortunately very small.
Yeah, but he had to butter his hips to get into it.
Yeah, that's true. Let's say people who are successful in dating pretty much are Lowe's are going to continue to cheat. This is
it's dating apps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this is kind of a no-brainer because if you're in a relationship with somebody and they still have a dating app on their phone, what does that tell you?
Tells you that you're the fill, the C team, and waiting for something better to come around.
You're the seat holder at the Oscars.
Yeah, they say that people who get a lot of matches on dating apps while single are more likely to cheat when inside a relationship because something better comes along in their eyes.
And honestly, dating apps are known for hookups. I mean, you can find people. Like, you know, I was even on Tinder for a while when I was single, and they were like, why are you on Tinder? That's for hookups. I'm like, I've met people who want serious relationships, but at the same time, there are equally or more people that are just looking to hook up. So
crazy.
If you're still in a serious relationship, get off of Tinder.
Especially if they're on Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one for married couples
that
want to
stray?
Yeah,
I would probably.
And ladies, also, if your guy, you're married or you're in a relationship and he still has Grindr on his phone.
Yes.
You might want to ask some more questions.
That's true. Let's talk about reusing hotel towels, because for the longest time, we've been told that, you know, when you're at a hotel and you stay for a few days, that you could save Mother Earth and energy by reusing your bath towels and not having your sheets changed every day.
It turns out it's not as green as we thought it was.
Come to find out, a review finds that the practice could actually be detrimental not only to Mother Nature, but to the public health service as well. Here's the idea behind it. They say delaying washing could actually make it harder to remove dirt and stains from the fabric, which in turn requires more energy, more chemicals, because you have to wash them several times. Kind of like the same lines with a low flow toilet. You have to flush it 20 times in order for it to do once.
Well, that's what somebody said.
Yeah. by the way, they've gotten a lot better since they were in the early 90s.
Really, some people don't know about toilets.
Let it go. But they did say that not only it's just, you know, using up all the resources, but it's also talking about exposing people who are cleaning the sheets and stuff to all these chemicals. And they do talk about respiratory reactions because of breathing in these chemicals. So,
so they say just hotels invest in the energy efficient, low water usage washing machines.
Yeah.
That'll help more than anything.
Yeah, and they do. And they also probably should look at perhaps not having, because I noticed like a lot of hotels use the like a polyester or nylon blends, which is why they feel so harsh, but they last a long time.
Right.
So perhaps maybe find a little happy medium where you replace your towels a little bit more sooner, and therefore maybe that will be better for the environment. Mm-hmm. We learned about apps that are designed to help couples stay together.
Now, this is once you're in a committed relationship, and you might have a few bumps and stuff. This is just the side of going to counseling, let's say.
Well, yeah. Fair, like an easy fix.
Because there is something to be said. There's a song called 7 Year Ache, and or the 7 Year Itch. And
That was a great movie, too, with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, and basically it's talking about after 6 or 7 years that the romance goes out and you forget how to love the person that you're with.
You might take them for granted.
Yeah, so these are kind of, that's the premise of these two particular apps. One of them is called Lasting. It's a counseling app that will give you and your partner, let you learn about the, and then answer questions around concepts ranging from emotional cues to forgiveness to finances. So perhaps you're having a hard time talking about finances with your significant other. This app is designed to help break the ice and let you communicate with each other. There's another one called Relish, which is a little bit more in detail.
It's also a burger place.
Mighty good one. But, you know, as with many apps, you get the light version for free if you want to pay for it, anywhere from $7 to $15 a month. Still cheaper than counseling.
Right.
And, you know, still, as we said, you know, nothing beats going to a licensed physician or a counselor to do that stuff for you. But this may be the first step to getting there.
Right.
An egg a day keeps the doctor away. Another report talking about that moderate usage of eating eggs, which is one a day, actually, is not that bad for you.
What I like about this data is it comes from three, like, large, long-term multinational studies. So this is a great big spectrum. Instead of like one study that says they're going to kill you, and the next study says you have to have eggs every day, you know.
Right.
This is better data. And it, like with anything, moderation is the key, right?
Yeah. They say that having one egg a day does not tie to an increased risk to heart disease, because the whole idea is that eggs are high in cholesterol. And if you have, heart disease
if you're taking a statin, for instance, for cholesterol.
They say that this may not be good. And to a degree, that probably is true, especially if your doctor tells you. Yeah. You need to listen to what your doctor says. But this also talks about that the consumption of eating an egg a day actually is associated with a low risk of type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
So it's the moderation key. It's, having it not too much, but not having too little of it. So,
But there's not one size fits all. The health and nutrition, it's complicated, and everybody is different. So this report actually says take the new pro-egg studies with a grain of salt, and I recommend some cheese and hash browns, too, with that.
I know. Yum. Mm. I love a good boiled egg, too, but any breakfast egg is also satisfactory.
A boiled egg, what a great little snack. It's portable.
It is.
It's got its own little coat that you can take off.
Well, I think it was you guys that told me the trick about rolling it around on the counter and cracking it. Maybe, I don't know, but I never knew that for the first 30 years of my life, and I've been boiling eggs the wrong way.
Yeah, there's always on the there's a pointy end, and then there's a wider end. On the pointy end, that's usually where there's a little bit of air.
Mm-hmm.
And if you knock that and break that part, it'll give you purchase where you can do the rest of the egg. And here's another thing. The fresher the egg, the harder it is to peel. Because they actually shrink inside as the egg gets a little bit older.
Yeah.
And if it's brand new, if it's still warm from the chicken, it's going to be hard to peel. And I know this. Man, I've looked like Captain Hook trying to peel an egg before.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine Captain Hook peeling eggs?
Excuse me. And then finally, we learned about the perfect Valentine's Day. And I think this is for anything. And it's about any gift. Is the best outcome is to choose a surprise for your partner that is meaningful to them. So the example we gave is like your significant other loves ice cream. Perhaps take that person to an ice cream shop they've never been to.
Or make some homemade ice cream.
There you go. It's the thought that counts about something that's meaningful for their lives, not so much for yours or for, you know, something quick, like, you know, running down to the convenience store and buying roses and a box of candy.
You know, let me expand on this a little bit. We did a product testing. Remember we used to do product testing with Chris Wells years ago? We did a thing called Kick the Can Ice Cream. You take a large paint can, you go to the paint store that's never been used before, and a smaller pint paint can, okay? Mm-hmm. Inside the smaller pint paint can, you put the cream and the eggs and the sugar to make The little mixture to make the eggs, and you put the top on. And then you put it inside the big paint can, and you put ice and salt around there, put the lid back on, and just roll it back and forth. Have the kids roll it back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It makes ice cream.
How about that?
I mean, it's a real simple way to do it. I went to a paint store. They'll sell you the unused cans. So if you want to have some fun with the kids on Valentine's Day or anytime,
nice.
It's Kick the Can Ice Cream. And you heard it from Storm, Janie, and Chris.
So there's our show for today, Friday, February 14th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, the sun is always shining.
We love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.